with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration and Harvard University are engaged in a high-profile clash with billions of dollars at stake. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Harvard this week became the first university to openly defy the Trump administration as it demands sweeping changes to limit activism on campus. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
All the president is asking, don't break federal law and then you can have your federal funding.
But Harvard sees the demands as a threat and says the school will not surrender its independence or relinquish its constitutional rights. The administration has frozen more than $2 billion in grants because of Harvard's refusal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One of the most closely watched parts of the GOP's sprawling domestic policy bill could start coming together in less than a month. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more details.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee could meet as soon as the week of May 5th to begin marking up its portion of the party line package central to President Donald Trump's agenda, according to nine people granted anonymity to describe private deliberations. The panel is tasked with making $880 billion in spending cuts from the programs under its jurisdiction, including Medicaid, the joint federal-state safety net program for health care. Speaker Mike Johnson has said he wants committees to hammer out some details with their Senate counterparts over recess and hold markups when lawmakers return, though some House Republicans are warning that coordinating with the Senate will take more time. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Texas state health officials confirmed 20 more cases of measles Tuesday alongside five new cases in New Mexico. U.S. measles cases topped 700 as of Friday, and two children and an adult have died. Measles is a highly contagious virus. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 155 points, the Nasdaq dropped 8. This is SRN News. Make that 71 pro-life sanctuary city.
Councilmen in Mullen, Texas have voted to apply that designation to their town, meaning it will bar the performance of any abortion within city limits and will not promote the practice elsewhere. Numerous small cities and towns across the country have been joining the sanctuary movement, which was sparked by liberal cities declaring themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants in recent years. Many of the unborn sanctuary cities are in Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wyoming Supreme Court will hear arguments this week on state abortion bans that a lower court judge has struck down as unconstitutional. But even if the state high court agrees with those rulings, abortion in Wyoming may remain largely unresolved. There are two new state laws in place that the court is not considering. One requires Wyoming's only abortion clinic to be licensed like all other surgical centers. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close in a rare quiet day for financial markets worldwide. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2%, the Dow fell 0.4%, and the Nasdaq Composite slipped less than 0.1%. The modest moves were a respite for Wall Street following weeks of huge swings caused by President Trump's trade war. Perhaps more importantly, the U.S. bond market and U.S. dollar showed more signs of calm after their sudden and sharp moves last week raised worries that they were losing their status as safe haven investments because of the trade war. The Dow was down 155 points to finish at 40,368. The Nasdaq lost 8 points to 16,823. The S&P 500 dropped 9 points to 5,396. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.